What is Peace Brain? Peace Brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics and open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm happy to have you here today. Today we have an exciting guest, and we're going to be talking about this wonderful, powerful peace poem that she has created. Her name is Dada Ra, and we're going to be talking about her choreo poem, Colored Lives, which actually is going to preview here in Atlanta next week. So I'm happy to have you attend. If you're local in the area, please, please, please come. But as first, I always open the radio show with a quote, and then, of course, we have a transformative, wonderful meditation at the end, so please stay tuned for that. And the quote I want to open with today is really wonderful. It comes from Esther Hicks, or Abraham, who is, Esther Hicks is the metaphysical author and co-narrator of The Secret movie. I'm sure you probably have heard of her. And so this is what it says. We are not here to prove through hard work that we are worthy. We were worthy before we decided to come here. We were worthy when we got here. And we are still worthy regardless of what has transpired since. The dilemma lies in the fact that we get so caught up in our physicality that we forget the nature of our true selves, which is pure vibrational energy, magnanimous beyond what we can logically comprehend. And unfortunately, society has programmed us to believe that our worthiness is based upon our deeds to the present, which of course is spiritual poison and nothing more than man's attempt to control man via psychological manipulation. Just as the navigational systems in our vehicles don't care where we were a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago, only where we are now and where we want to be. Wow, powerful. So, today we will be talking about worthiness. So we'll be talking about relationships and how those bring out whether we're feeling worthy about ourselves or not. And we, of course, are these wonderful spiritual vibrational energy beings that are walking this human experience. So know that you are worthy. Know that you are here to have this amazing spiritual experience. And we're going to learn more from my guest about that. I'm really excited to have her on and to talk about this beautiful presentation, this preview of her work that's happening next week. So today we have Dada Ra, and she is a poet, a screenwriter, a peace builder. She's executive director and peace consultant of the Creator's Gift 137 Incorporated. Dada lives for peace, art, and understanding. She is very much a free spirit who desires to offer peace principles to as many humans as possible. And she is founder of this nonprofit, The Creator's Gift 137. She's also an author, a playwright, a photographer, has graphic art experience, and she facilitates peace programs, meditation, and offers peace consultation. She has a BS in Global Social Justice and Civic Engagement, and lives here in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And you can find out more about Dada at her website, which is thecg137.org. So it's the acronym of the Creator's Gift 137. So it's thecg137.org. And she is here to awaken inner peace and awareness. So welcome, Dada, to the Peace Brain Show.
Hey, Gail. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so happy to have you here. I want to mention at the beginning here, and I'm sure we're going to be getting into this, that if people are local and want to go to see your choreo poem, Colored Lives, preview, with a dialogue afterwards here in Atlanta, that they can go to Eventbrite and they can look up Atlanta, and then they can look up Colored Lives Preview, and they'll find it. They'll find the link to buy a ticket. So I hope lots and lots of people are coming, because I'm excited about it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I am too.
So tell us about this play, this Koryo poem. First of all, what is a Koryo poem?
So a Koryo poem is a play that is driven mostly by poetry, and it has dialogue and music and dance included in it. And it originated, I believe, by Entezake Shange when she did For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Not Enough.
Yes, very powerful play, that one. I've seen that presented, and it's really amazing. So
yes, it
so
is.
Yours is a Koryo poem, and we get to hear your beautiful poetry and then see it enacted out in dance and music. Tell us something about Colored Lives. How did this begin? Like, what was your focus in writing it?
So, you know, one day I was talking to someone about peace because some things had come up, and I said, you know, it's wonderful how peace is a prominent conversation in people's lives suddenly because of the things that are going on. And then my friend said to me, you know, Tara, you've been talking about peace since for as long as I've known you, and she's known me since childhood. So I say that to say that basically Colored Lives is peace in action. It's a slice of life piece. It was motivated by, I used to be a performing poet in New York City. I would perform all over. I was part of different groups, and because of that, I built up a lot of poems, and I've also was doing a lot of music things with people, which writing lyrics for songs is basically another form of poetry. So I had all of this information, and I got a new Mac one day, and I was excited, and I said, you know, I'm going to write something. And I sat down and looked at my computer, not knowing what I was going to do, and then I said, well, you know, I'm going to write a play. And then I just sat there, and in about 2 days, I had that piece written.
Wow.
It was excitement, you know, passion. It was passion and excitement and just wanting to get something out, because there are some poems in there that give some, one of them in particular, that gives some factual information that I didn't think would still be valid at this time, and that's addressing AIDS. So, that and I tend to write very well about relationships. I didn't know this till it was brought to my attention by other people, especially relationships of men with men and just being friends and being there for each other.
That sounds beautiful. So
Thank you. You
are a peace girl, I know. You've been this ambassador of peace for years and years and years, and you do have. I want to explore that for a little bit and then get back to the play. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in peace, because you have this amazing website, The Creator's Gift 1-7. First of all, where did that come from? and then you've been working with youth and doing this poetry projects and peace ambassador programs. And tell us a little bit more about you.
So when I was younger, I had a spiritual experience where I went inside of myself. This would happen many nights. I would go inside myself, and I would expand from within to out in the universe. I would feel myself expand past my body, past my bedroom, the house, the neighborhood, and just be one with space. Like, I would feel myself out there. However, I would feel it from inside. And from that came an innate understanding of what oneness is and what peace is. The difficulty is really getting it across to others. However, it really is just, I just know that we all get to experience this. And when we experience, when we really get to embrace the allness of who we are, that we are peace, and that peace resides within us at all times, and it's just waiting to be there for us, which goes along with the knowing that if we are peace within, then along with that comes that we all have purpose, which I can go into details with that if there's time. The different theories that are used are available through quantum physics that show us that we are here for a reason. And if we're here for a reason, the opportunity is for us to allow that reason to come to our consciousness so we can walk that path. And then the beauty of that is if I'm walking my path and Gail, you're walking your path, and everyone else is walking their path, then we can't be jealous of each other, because then we get to recognize that we have something to give. And if I go after yours, then I'm not only cheating myself, but I'm not being fair to the rest of the world. So it's been important to me, because it's so easy for us to live according to our purpose than it is. It's easier for us to do that than it is to go after somebody else's or to be in conflict.
So I love what you brought up of that we each have our gifts and we're each here for our purpose. And you're absolutely correct. There's no one else like you, or there's no one else like me, and no one else like each of you listening, because we each are here for that, to make a difference in the world in our own unique way. But I'm curious, you just went from feeling the expansiveness of the universe and feeling that peace of basically all that is, of being one with all, to that determines that we each have a purpose. How did you make that connection?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that question. So if we have peace is within us. Peace is within us, but the question is, who is us? Who is I? Then you get with, if you think about who the I is, and you go, oh, wait a minute, this is a part I, the part that's connected to the universe, is in this body, which is proven through the 21 gram theory. The 21 gram theory showed that when people transition, it doesn't matter if you weigh 5 pounds or 500 pounds, you get 21 grams lighter. So now, just to back up, the jump that I made is a knowing. So what I had to do was find ways to express this knowing. That was the difficulty for years, is that I couldn't explain to people how I made that jump. So thank goodness for quantum physics. And then there's the UTT theory, the unconscious thought theory. There was an article, and the guy asked this guy who was a pool player, the pool player was strumming his fingers on the pool table, and the interviewer asked him, he said, so are you doing that because you're thinking about your shot? And he said, no, I'm giving my brain something to do so I can make the shot.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
So
this taking those two. And then you can also take Dr. Emoto, who did the water therapy, who showed that your thoughts basically affect your life, because where some people say 68, some people say 76% water, there's all different amounts, percentages. However, that he's proven that water has like these little crystals, if you break it down through the certain microscope, and the crystals look a certain way based on what we're exposed to. So if we're around negativity, the crystals, they look like they're sick, like sick snowflakes. If you're around positivity, they look like snow that hasn't touched the ground yet.
Mm.
So if you take all this, and I know it's a lot to take in, but if you take that and there's some more things and you pull it all together, then you see that there's the peace that's within, but where is it within? It's in us as spirits inside these bodies that the brain comes along with. So if you're in this body having this experience, why are you in this body? If the universe is all about progression, because the earth continuously spins in one direction, the sun, the moon, all this stuff, everything, nature, everything moves in a way for growth, and for actually for our health. I mean, we get the most vitamin D from the sun. Like, all of this stuff is for us to be more. But how can we be more if we're not aspiring to? So if you are aspiring to be more, you can only be aspiring to be more if you're working on yourself to reach whatever that more is for you. So when you're reaching for that, then you are living your purpose. Does that make sense?
Or
did I jump too much?
No, okay. No. I'm happy you brought in all those different elements. That's excellent. I was seeing what you were saying from the sense of, if we're one with this universal collective or universal feeling then of peace, then we are each a drop in that ocean. We're each a piece, P-I-E-C-E, of that piece, P-E-A-C-E.
Yes.
And so we each have our own direction or part to play in creating that bigger picture, if you will, or bigger energy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's called, for me, it's all about the opportunity that we have as beings on this planet to awaken our inner peace awareness.
Excellent. And that's what you do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about your programs. I know that you and I are obviously both peace explorers or peace builders, and you're on the Peace Brain Show, so that's fantastic about opening up your brain to peace and your heart. Tell us a little bit more about if people were to come look at the Creator's Gift 137.org or the CG137.org is your website, what will they find? How can they participate with you?
Well, they will see an opportunity to have me be a peace consultant for an event that they have or consultations with individuals, groups, businesses. They also see basic breakdown of the premise of the organization. And I think that's basically what the nutshell is. We offer focused peace meditation and peace consultation. Those are the main things that we offer. Colored Lives is a part, is a play that fits with the organization, because the premise of it is it shows you the ease, the opportunity that we have to be at ease with things that come our way that might try to knock us down, the power that we have to choose, the opportunity that we have to be happy, and it gives you mental stimulation, and the singing is great too.
So you created everything in the choreopoem, in the play, correct? The dance, the words, the poem, the movement, the songs, etc.
So not the movement so much. So the movement in the sense of the direction of the play, like for the actors to move. However, when the play is actually staged, there will be a choreographer. And also I have some friends that are working on a soundtrack that I'm happy, will be very happy with. It'll be an orchestral? Did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Orchestral soundtrack,
yes.
You know, the orchestra music.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's in the work. I've had music in the past because the melody I have, so they're having music that goes along with it. The people that I used before, I wasn't happy with it, and I had to get really clear. I meditated and got clear and realized that I wanted orchestra music. So this will be the final music that will stay with it, and it's going to work with the existing melody.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. So can you give us a hint about what the play's about, like characters or subject, or you briefly mentioned AIDS. We know it's about relationships and finding that peace and making choices. What's the preview that's going to happen at the Arts Exchange in East Point, February 28th at 7 p.m., going to show us?
So the premise is it's a playwright's play is going on, and the actors are involved. While they're involved, their lives are blending in with the performance, and you don't. It's for the audience to decide which is which. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a magical experience that's going on, and it's to entertain you and to have you thinking. There's some laughter in there, there's some serious in there, and there's a whole bunch of creativity, and there's it's romantic love, the power of choice, there's AIDS, substance abuse, it's life. If you take say like Neil Simon and Suzaki Shange and Toni Morrison and put them all together, then I feel like you have my writing.
I know those are hot people.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I love that combination. Oh my goodness. That makes it juicy and delicious and very exciting to think about experiencing. So what are you wanting the audience to feel?
I want, it's about humanity. What I find that people do get out of it is I've had people say, wow, I could see myself in there. I could see part of my life in this. And those are some of the most pleasing words ever for me, because that's the intention. You know, it's because at the end of the day, we're all humans. We're all living here, having this experience, having the opportunity for growth and for us to do more than get caught in the tangents that are attempting to deter us from recognizing the beauty of this experience called life that we're having on this planet at this time.
So even though we have trials and tribulations, we can step into those in a new way, it sounds like. You're offering, when people view the poem or experience the poem in their essence, their heart, and can think about their choices that they're making in their own lives in a new way, correct?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I like the way you said that.
Sounds intriguing. So tell us a little bit about this preview. How long is it? It's, as I said, it's happening at the Arts Exchange here in East Point,
yes.
Georgia.
Yes.
What made you choose that location, actually?
Well, actually, I walked in. I was asking some friends, where's a good location? And someone told me to go check it out, and I did. And the theater is beautiful. It's very simple, very basic, but the beauty is in its simplicity. And I like that the stage is raised and it's comfortable. It's a new space. They just moved there. I think they were in not College Park, what's the area downtown where Cabbage Town? I think they were over there.
Yes, so, I think you're correct.
Yes, and they just moved to this building, so, and they're connected with WRFG, Ebonduli, who was with RFG, when I walked in there, I saw that they had a room that had his name on it, and he was a friend of mine, and I said, oh, wow, this is really,
that's a sign.
This is a great sign. Yeah, so, but however, what it is you're going to hear an excerpt of the play. You will be entertained. There'll be a Q&A afterwards facilitated by you, Gail, and there will be some tapas. So there'll be some food that'll be available for the discussion. This is all included in the price. And, the address is 2148 Newman Street in East Point, 30344. It's the zip code. It's going to be very entertaining. You're going to go through a journey with the actors, and at the end, you're going to have questions, and you're also going to feel good, you'll feel entertained, and then afterwards, you'll get some sustenance to help take that all in while there's a slight discussion about what was experienced. You get to meet the actors and all that, and you get to see the new space for anyone who hasn't been there. It's a nice space.
I love that you've included a talk back afterwards, this discussion, because I think it's so important to have these, any theatrical experience, actually, I believe is so enriched with a time for reflection afterwards, a time for sharing experiences that audience members have had, that you hear someone say something and you think, oh, wow, I didn't think about that, but yeah, that makes sense to me, and that answers a question I didn't even know I had. So it's really wonderful to have those reflections and be able to then talk with the actors as well and find out their experiences with your choreo poem as well. So thank you for including that in this event. And
thank
so
you.
How long is the total? It starts at 7 and it's going to last till what, about, I think, 9:30 or 10?
About 9:30. So the doors open at 7. It's going to actually start at between 7:15 and 7:30. I'm thinking 7:30 is actually going to begin to give people time to come in and get settled. And, and then we'll have the preview. The preview is going to run about a little over an hour.
Okay.
And then we have the discussion. So we'll have about a 20-minute discussion, and that'll be the evening.
Nice. That's very wonderful. Thank you for doing that. And so this is a preview. What do you envision for it coming after this, going forward?
Oh, my goodness. What the magic lamp vision is that someone walks up and hands me $100,000 check and says, now you can stage it. You know, and I would love for it to be staged at the Alliance Theater in the Hertz Room. That's one of the smaller rooms. That's the vision. It's really expensive between the paying the actors, the costumes, the stage, the set design, the choreographer, the sound person, the lighting person, you know, the other director, because I'll be co-directing. You know, it's just a lot, and I would like for it to go on the road. That's the plan. So, there's a Freddie Hendricks. He's a director. He's interested in directing it if it comes together with his schedule and the money comes in on time. And I would like to, the plan is to take it on tour. And while it's touring, to also be able to offer piece programs wherever the tour is. So say if the play is going on in, I don't know, New Orleans during the day, in the evening, then during the day, I would be facilitating workshops, piece workshops or presentations somewhere before the event is going. So there'll be a dual thing going on whenever we come into a city.
That is fantastic. So tell me a little bit more about your piece workshops, because that I think is so, from what I'm just envisioning, I hope my vision is along with what you are planning. It's so needed to offer that option, those resources to people, particularly when we're talking about real lives, which is happening in your play, in your choreo poem, and all the different things, choices we have to make in our lives. So tell us a little more about the peace projects.
Okay, so one thing is I do something called the Peace Poetry Project, which is done mostly with youth, and I've done it with inmates, and both times it's been amazing. Both scenarios have been amazing, rather. And that's been done, the Peace Poetry Project with youth has been done around the country. And I also do peace workshops, whereas I basically, a lot of times I might take a quote or just assess the room and ask a question, and we start from there. And from wherever the group is, we go on a verbal journey of what inner peace awareness is. And how we can get there, and what are some of the things that might seem like they're blocking the progress toward that opportunity. And one of the main things that I'm doing is assisting people with recognizing that you're not really searching, you're allowing.
Explain that.
So when you're searching, you're looking for peace. However, we're talking about inner peace awareness. The peace resides within you at all times. You're allowing it to come up. So, for example, if so we're spirits in these bodies having this experience. We know this, the different theories, the piece of the 21 gram theory, UTT, all of those different things. If you pull them all together, you have the proof that the foundational proof that we're in these bodies having this experience. So if we're in these bodies having this experience and the brain comes along with the body, then that experience of when something comes to you and you literally, if you pay attention, can feel it go poop and pop up into your brain. And the brain takes it and goes, yes, I know what we're going to do. Ah! And it runs along with all the other parts that comes along with the body, the emotions and the ego. And they all say, yes, we got it. However, it came from you, your core, and it popped up. So the same as that comes and pops up and the peace resides within you, you're not fighting it. You're allowing what resides within you to come up into your consciousness and be your guide.
Donna, I love that, what you just said, that it pops up, and the way you gave the brain saying, ah, I got it, et cetera. Have you considered, I just saw a children's book and a children's play in that very moment when you said all of that with these types of actors and actions. Have you done that yet? Would you want to do that?
I want to do that. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty.
You see the vision?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
I do. I have to get a new laptop, so a new Mac and everything.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, yes, I do.
That
see
would
that,
be
though.
Just
thank
lovely.
You.
I mean, speaking about the Alliance Theater, which of course is the main theater here in Atlanta, which is fantastic. Broadway show capable theater and has several stages aligned with it. It is, they do have a theater for the very young, and that's what popped up right now is just this beautiful children's play, children's poem, children's book that could address these, the way that we find or allow, as you said, peace to come forth in various ways. Anyway, that's a suggestion.
Yeah, well, I do have a book. It's just because I'm working with someone on the graphics, and it is based on the choice of happiness.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the works. I thought it was ready, and it wasn't, or else it would have been out last year. So it'll be out soon.
Fantastic. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that sounds lovely. So, after Atlanta, are you, is there, if people have to miss, I hate to say this, but I know you're only doing this for one night, that is Colored Lives preview. Is there a way they can experience it after that? Or will you do you think another preview, or is this going to be recorded at all that can go on YouTube, or do you see what I'm saying?
So, I didn't even think about the recording part. You get so caught up in the process of making sure that the actors can make it.
It's true.
There's something that's just, yeah. So I'm not sure about it being recorded. I'm also not sure about there being another preview. A lot of it, again, is the actors' availability.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Also finding another location and, you know, the enthusiasm and the feedback from the audience. I take all of that in. And,
I know that's a lot of work to put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting, to say the least.
Okay. In other words, be there or miss it. Okay. I got it. So.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, though, there will be another in another area. That's the plan. I don't know when
Yeah. So if people want to help you achieve this, particularly after seeing it, I know there's going to be a lot of just jazz going on with, you know, within people to make this happen in a full play, in a full sense. that 100,000 or whatever you were, you know, whatever is needed to bring that into fruition. Do you have a GoFundMe or a donation on your page or somewhere where people could perhaps assist you in getting that done?
Actually, they can donate through the Creator's Gift 137 because they are, the Creator's Gift is, the 137 is the nonprofit supporter of the of the play.
Okay. So it is a nonprofit. That would be deductible. That would be lovely. Absolutely. So that's, I wish you great success in getting this into a full play, because it's, I know that you are so talented. You have come up with this amazing stream of consciousness that is so real and so intricate that I know people are going to love this and want to see more. So again, let's just say that they can go to the THECG137.org and find out more about the play Colored Lives. And the preview is going to be happening at the Arts Exchange in East Point, Georgia, next week, February 28th. At 7 p.m., and there will be this wonderful discussion afterwards and food and time for the audience to get to talk to the actors, et cetera. So that's fantastic. Oh, gosh. You, after this, do you want to continue mainly with, I know you had said you want to tour this play. This is one of your major focuses going forward right now, and couple that with your peace programs and your poetry projects for youth. Is, what's the sort of, I want to say the long-term vision for Dada Ra, or what would you like to add on to that, or not? I mean, maybe not. That's still a lot, obviously.
I would like to develop peace ambassadors. I believe strongly in Indigo Children. Are you familiar with Indigo Children?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But explain it for our listeners. Absolutely.
Okay, so Indigo Children are the children basically that are being born to assist us with raising in consciousness. And I feel like everything that the Creator's Gift 137 does is to provide a platform for them to be successful. And it's really about having that location. Eventually, I would like to start an online training course to prepare people to represent peace through the organization. And I would like for them to be paid as peace ambassadors so that they don't have to do something else, because, you know, it's so easy to get money to pay people for war.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's not like peace is the opposite of war. Peace is so much more. However, it just to create that premise so that peace is seen more than just an abstract construct, something that is real. Because it is real, it resides within us. It's that place that people call a void. Is peace is so extra, it's so cool and so calm that it feels like nothing. And that's that part within us, right below the solar plexus and right above the belly button. That's where peace is sitting. It's sitting right there, waiting. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Your donjon, your power center, yes, in Tai Chi.
Yes.
That's, yeah, yes. Excellent.
Peace is power. Yeah.
It is power. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And so what do you envision the peace ambassadors going forth and I will say doing, not just being, because obviously as they are being peace ambassadors, their energy, their essence is bringing peace to those around them of their sphere of influence, what would their actions be? Or would that be individual?
So to fall back on the understanding that everyone is born for a purpose, the peace ambassadors will be living their purpose in peace and sharing whatever that gift is that they have with others. So say if someone... Yeah. Should I give examples, or is that good?
Yes, please. Yes. No. It's making sense.
If someone is, say, a mathematician, they might have the gift of us helping people to see how math and number, how numbers and peace work together to logically help us to stay on our path. Someone who, maybe someone is a mechanic, and they might talk about how through peace they are able to work on other people's machines, whatever their mechanical, whatever their gift is, whatever project they work on, and help people to flow in life because they're in this machine that they know won't break down. However, the person who was working on it was doing this from a peace perspective. It might be a chef. You ever go and get food and maybe go to someone's house and have food? Like, there's been times when you've had food fixed by someone who was having a great day, and then maybe had food fixed by someone who wasn't having a great day. And maybe if you eat that food by the person who wasn't having a great day, it might taste good, but you might not feel as good after. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it was like the movie Order for Chocolate, I think it was.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff is real. And the energy that we give off when we're doing what it is that we do affects whoever it is that's receiving it. I was getting ready to go into another theory, but I won't go. I can theory it all the way.
That's okay. I love the theories as examples for all this. Yes.
Well, just this one. The HeartMath Institute has scientifically proven that the electromagnetic energy field of the heart is 60 times greater than the electromagnetic energy field of the brain. So when you are standing within, say, about 5 feet of someone else, you're actually touching each other, and your emotions can mm-hmm. be felt if we allow ourselves to be sensitive enough to it.
And even if we don't, we're still receiving it, whether we know it or not.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we're affected or not, whether we know it or not.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much that we can be focusing on that will unify us that we aren't aware of, that if we would just take the time and say, let me look at this, let me look at that, or is there another way to see the world? How often do we sit and feel the air touching our body? How often do we look at the fact that when, if you put your fingers together, you are touching you, and we can feel that. And we don't realize how incredible that is. It's incredible that you can touch yourself, and you're doing it without thinking about it, and just the feeling of it. And that, if you sit still, you can feel your heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel yourself breathing. You can actually relax and feel your heartbeat change, the rate of it, by your relaxation. Or that when you exercise and you really get into it, and your heart starts beating really, really fast. And then when you rest, it slows down. I mean, it's just, there's so mm-hmm. many incredible things that just happen in life. I mean, even how we're talking, we don't go, mouth move so I can talk. And I'm not sure about you, Gail, but I'm moving my hands as I'm speaking. And I don't say to my hands, okay, move to help me articulate the terminology that I'm speaking. It just happens. And my eyes are moving. I'm feeling the air in my ears. And it's just, there's so much that the beauty of life, there's so much that we can explore that is amazing and uplifting. It's just amazing. This life is just amazing.
Hence the Creator's gift.
Yes.
Where did
thank
the 137?
You. I knew that was coming. So
you knew I was going to ask that.
Yes. I had a vision years ago, and I saw myself as another self. I actually looked like a Merlin person in a, it was a small study, where there were a whole bunch of books around, and there was this huge, huge book on a podium, and I was standing looking at that book, the other eye, and I told that me, the other eye, I said, I want to take something back from this. Like, you know, I want to share in this. And
mm-hmm.
That eye pointed to a phrase, and the phrase was Koalic 137. And then later on in life, I'm skipping, was speaking to a spiritualist, and they told me I was going to start something, and I have to make sure that the name of it is not something that could be misconstrued and used in a direction that was not intended. So that's why it's The Creator's Gift 137. And so the 137, I have a friend who's into numerology, and I asked her, I said, so what are the numbers 137? And she said, 1 is absolute, 3 is union, 7 is manifestation. So if you take those words, absolute, union, manifestation, and you take the first letter of each one, you have A-U-M. So later on that night, because I'm a poet, I wrote it down, and I put the words right underneath each other, sort of A-U-M. And I was like, Jazz. So what is A-U-M? You think that's something? She said, I don't know. Let's go to the spiritual store and find out. This is in New York. So we go to the store, and we ask the lady, just, you know, thinking it was nothing. And she said, oh, A-U-M, that's the balance of OM, O-M, or H-O-H-M.
Mm-hmm.
And so A-U-M, absolute union manifestation, OM is the sound for unification. So it's all about unification. 137 is also, you add it up, it's 11. It's a master number. I was born on the 29th. That's 11. So it's all, for me, it's all connected.
Wow. Good job.
And then the,
that is beautiful.
And then the creator's gift, I don't mean to cut you off, but the creator's gift, it's interesting how when you say the creator, people connect it to a religion. However, if there was no religion at all, there'd still be the creator,
mm-hmm.
or the energy, whatever you want to call the Most High. So it's not based on religion. It's based on life. So it's the creator's gift. It's the opportunity to give back to the creator or receive. However you choose to interpret it is on you. However, my intention was about peace and giving. Really, I wanted to surprise the creator. So it's the creator's gift, which is our total alignment.
Excellent. Thank you for that explanation. That's very beautiful and makes sense. You obviously have had these synchronicities pop up, this guidance, this divine guidance to lead you through these expressions and names, and that is just fantastic. Good job.
Thank you.
We're getting towards the end of the show, another 5 minutes or so to have with you before we go into the peace brain meditation. Where do you want to go from here? What words do you want to leave our listeners with, or topic we want to move to?
So I'd like to say basically two things. One is if you come out to the show, to the performance, you will not be disappointed. You will be entertained and mentally stimulated, and it will be a night that you will remember. The actors will see the songs staying in their heads, and that they have found parallels to their lives being in the performance. Some of the actors have said that. And the other thing I wanted to say is thank you, Gail, for doing this, for being who you are and having this show and allowing people to come on and express what matters to them in a safe environment and comforting and welcoming environment. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. It's an honor to have you and every guest on. It's just I am honored to be able to speak with you and to learn more about you. You're obviously living your purpose, Dada, and bringing peace to the world, and so congratulations. I know that this is only, I want to say only has just begun. You've done so much already, accomplished so much, and I know that there is a lot more to come because I see you as a playwright here, as really using your poetry. You said you had all those different poems collected. I know there's more in there. There's more plays in there for us to, choreo poems for us to experience. So I would love to see many, many more productions from you. And I know that
thank you.
I'm sure that will happen, definitely. So let's recap for a moment, and that is that with this coming February 28th, which is a Thursday, is happening next week. And you will be having this preview of Colored Lives, which is your Korea poem, be at the Arts Exchange in East Point, Georgia. And you can go to the Arts Exchange, let's see. Well, go to your website, which again is thecg137.org, and find out more about that. I know you've got a link to the Arts Exchange, and that will
it's
take
in the
you
bottom.
To where you can buy tickets. Yeah.
Yes.
And the tickets are $10 each. That's an Eventbrite. I believe that's, are they, what's the price on
yes.
the ticket?
It's on the Eventbrite, and we also accept payment at the door.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Yes. And if you want to go directly to Eventbrite and then tune in Atlanta, you know, put in Atlanta and then put in Colored Lives, you'll find the page as well, Colored Lives Preview and Dialogue by Dada Ra. And so it is from 7 to 9, 9:30 or so, and we will have a beautiful discussion afterwards and learn more about relationships in real life and how to bring that all into our peaceful choices. Oh, my goodness. Anything else that's coming to you before we sign you off and go into the meditation?
Not that I can think of right now. I think we've covered a lot, and I'm grateful.
We have. We have. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dada, for being my guest. I so appreciate it. And be sure to check out her website. You are so welcome. Take a breath, everyone. Thank you so much. So we will go into the Peace Brain Meditation, and I truly hope that you can come to this beautiful Korya poem and be able to see this, hear this music, see the dance, experience the feelings and the experience of Colored Lives by Dada Ra. So take a breath and be present. Just be here in your body. And in fact, as we were talking about, allow yourself, as I usually suggest, to be grounded, to give yourself a grounding cord, which is really this beautiful connection between your body. It can be a beam of light. It can be a monkey's tail. It can be a waterfall between your body and Mother Earth, the iron crystal core of Mother Earth. I like to envision a waterfall coming out of the base of my spine, going all the way down to the center of the planet, or maybe a tree trunk and anchoring into her iron crystal core. You are here in a physical form, but you are also a spirit in that body and here for a purpose, as we've been talking about. So take a moment. You can either leave your eyes open or closed and just be present in your body. What is your body wanting you to feel and to experience? So ask your body, what does it need? What does it need right now? And be in that quiet space, that beautiful void that we were talking about, where truly your peace exists. It is connected also to your sacred heart, that beautiful sacred space behind your physical heart, that, as Dada was talking about, heart math talks about the magnetic field of your heart being so powerful. This is who you are. This is where your power exists, in your body, your knowing and your heart, your power in your donjon, your power in who you are. And that is, you are peace in your own way. So take a moment, and of course you can come back to this later as well. What are your gifts that the Creator has given you, that you have chosen to come in? Your worthiness, as we started out with the quote from Esther Hicks. You are so worthy, and you have this beautiful gift that are innate, that are who you are. How can you use those to fulfill a purpose here in the world, to make a difference, to bring peace to the planet? And take a breath and know that answer is within you. It may or may not come instantly. It may need pondering. It may need tests. It may need some experimentation. But know that you have that answer and that you are this beautiful gift and you can walk in peace every day and every moment, allowing you to influence those around you to change the energy, not only of perhaps your own physical body. If it needs changing towards peace, you may already be there. But also know that you change the energy of the environment around you just by being you, the true you, the peaceful you, the Creator's gift of you. So take a breath and carry this with you. You're welcome to open your eyes if you had them closed. Be in this beautiful space of who you are. And I hope you can attend if you are in Atlanta. If you're not, then look for the full play to come and tour into your city and let Dada know if you would like it to come there. And perhaps you can be of assistance to make that happen, to bring colored lives to your city, to your organization, to your locality. And I hope you can tune into it and be here in Atlanta and see this preview, have this beautiful talk back with the actors afterwards, and go to the Creator's Gift, or the CG, thecg137.org, to find out more about it. Thank you so much for coming on the Peace Brain Show today and for being with us and my guest, Dada Ra. If you want to find out more about me, Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So happy to have you here today. Please go forth and activate your peace brain and create your peace park and put it on our World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace master plans for your business or organization, and her book, #OptForPeace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio, Station 1, every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show, for your installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.